This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Experiencing different cultures broadens our horizons. Two groups of students from the University of Louisiana at Monroe did just that when they took part in programs this summer that included travel throughout Europe. Dr. Joni Noble, coordinator of ULM's Study Abroad program and associate professor of art, joins me now to talk about them. Dr. Noble, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
You have had a very busy summer with students working not only in art photography, but also in studying culture outside of the United States.
Absolutely. The first program I went on began in May. It's called the Compass Program. And students flew directly to Amsterdam. And they spent 5 days in Amsterdam learning about the literature and history and politics of the city. Then they had about 4 days free travel. They can travel wherever they want in Europe. Those 4 days, they're given a Eurail pass, and they take their backpacks, and some of them went to Barcelona, and some of them went to Rome, and they had an incredible time. Of course, it was flooding in Barcelona this year, but they got through it. Then all of the professors met them in Berlin. I took my students all over the city photographing the Jewish Memorial, the Berliner Dome, the Reichstag. We visited the Reichstag Dome at sunset and photographed there. We spent 5 days in Berlin. Then the students have 4 more free days of travel, and they went to exciting places. Then all the professors met them in Paris, and we spent 5 days in Paris. And, of course, we arrived on a beautiful night and went to the Eiffel Tower and sat and photographed the Eiffel Tower at night. And we went, we spent a day in Montmartre and watched artists, had our portraits painted. Incredible. We went to the Louvre one day, and we went to the Musée d'Orsay. Just incredible experiences there in Paris. Then the whole group took a bus to Normandy, and we walked on Normandy Beach, and we saw where the Allies landed and kind of crawled all over the embankments there. And there's still Nazi strongholds there that you can, you know, you can really see what it was like when the Allies were coming onto the beach. After our day in Normandy, we took a ferry across the English Channel and ended up in London for 5 days, where the program ended. And the Compass program is 5 weeks, and I've seen it change students' lives. They come back with a much broader perspective of the world, and I just think it's one of the finest programs I've ever seen of its kind.
It sounds like a dream vacation, is what it sounds like to me.
Well, and the thing is, the Compass is a smaller group. Only about 30 students go. 5 professors and 30 students, and it's a very close-knit group. We become great friends, and we stay in touch throughout the year. But my class, the photography class, just got some incredible shots. I mean, I'm just always excited by my students' work. So when the Compass arrived in London, and we spent 4 days there, we ended with final exams, and the next day the British Studies group came in. They fly directly into London. And I have a new group of students. It's a larger group. The British Studies group has about 15 different classes. My class, again, is the photography class, but there's English, there's a Shakespeare class, there's a psychology class, there's sociology, history, World War II. Each class visits a different city in Europe, and my class goes to Paris. So we go back to Paris and we tour, incredible things. This year we happened to arrive on Bastille Day, and we went to the foot of the Eiffel Tower and watched the fireworks there and got some incredible shots as well. But yes, it was a very busy summer. It's about 9 weeks, and I do it every year, and I always hope that many, many ULM students will participate.
Now, you said that you've seen students' lives change. How would you say that is?
Well, many of them, I know it's kind of hard to believe in today's world, but many students who take my course have never even been on a flight before. And they're tentative and a little frightened, but most of them have an adventurous spirit and they want to do it. So when they arrive, they're a little frightened and scared of being in a new country and wondering if they're going to be able to make it. And after the 5 weeks, their confidence has grown. I've heard them tell me they feel like they can go anywhere in the world and conquer any kind of a challenge because they really have. When the students last year got stuck in the flood in Barcelona, they had to figure out how to get from Barcelona to Berlin, and they did. I mean, it gives them such a sense of accomplishment. And most of the students return, and they start trying to figure out a way to get back. So
what are some of the long lasting? You've been doing this long enough to know some of these students and to see the kinds of change that having an eye-opening trip like that affects in not only their coursework, but sometimes in their choice of jobs or professions afterward.
Absolutely. I've had many, many students tell me that employers have looked at their resume and have been so impressed that they studied abroad. I think employers today are looking for breadth. They're looking for well-rounded individuals, and it just changes them. It gives them a degree of confidence and self-worth, and they feel like they can just go out and conquer anything. And I think employers know that. I think employers are looking for people who will take chances, who have an adventurous spirit, who think outside the box.
Dr. Joni Noble is an associate professor in the Division of Art at the University of Louisiana at Monroe and directs the Compass Art Photography class and the British Studies program. Dr. Noble, where can you find more information about the study abroad programs?
Well, they can, of course, come to my office, which is Stubbs 141. They can email me, noble@ulm.edu. There are two fantastic websites for the programs. One is BritishStudiesProgram.org, and one is TheCompassProgram.org. But anyone who's interested, I absolutely love to talk about study abroad. It's my favorite subject. So please, contact me and we'll set up an appointment, and I would love to tell you all about it.
Dr. Joni Noble, thanks so much for talking with us.
Sure.